Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Dalla Dalla Bills, a way of life to build personal wealth and financial freedom. It's Ashley back with you, and I want to kind of do a bit of a soft topic episode today. I'm just trying to give you guys a glimpse into my thoughts, my life, where I'm at in my life, specifically in my professional life. And I want it to drive some real thinking and reflecting on where you are in your respective life. I think specifically around your professional life. So your job, your career, the work you do to earn money is obviously important from an income standpoint. And I never want you guys to lose focus that income is going to probably be, for most of you, the driver for your wealth building, for your investing, for your rich life. But I want you to really think about the life that you're living and the work that you're doing and make sure that it's fulfilling in a way that you're not just there to collect a paycheck and you're miserable. I think I've mentioned on a previous episode that studies show that you work for about a third of your life. So one third you are working and you spent that time working. That's a lot of time, energy, effort to be focused on one thing. And if you hate what you're doing, regardless of the paycheck, I want you to really reconsider if it is the right career path for you. I also want you to consider if you have any flexibility in your life, whether it's because you are married or living with somebody, and so you guys have two incomes, or you have so much saved up where you can take some time off and not have an income. But I'm really encouraging people more and more. I think millennials and the younger generations are obviously the ones I'm directing this to. But I want you to take some time to think about if you can or if you should take a sabbatical. And a sabbatical, just to give you guys a sense of the type of sabbatical I'm thinking of, because we'll bring in some financial numbers to really indicate if you're ready to take a sabbatical or if you think you need a sabbatical. Really, we're focused on a sabbatical being anywhere between 3 months and a year. So I'm not talking about taking 5 to 10 years off and not working at all. It's more around taking a short period of time off, either to take a break and build a business, maybe to quit your full-time job that's exhausting, that is time consuming, that's soul sucking, and maybe get a part-time job where you can still bring in a little bit of money so you don't completely eat away at your savings. Maybe, again, you have a partner who loves their job and can cover most of the bills, if not all of the bills. Whatever your situation is, you need to be very mindful of that financial piece because it will allow you to do this. And maybe you just want to take some time off because you're in an industry, you're in a field, you're at a specific company that is just not, you know, filling your professional cup. And I will say the generation before us, baby boomers specifically, I have always received feedback from them that work should be just that, work. It should be grueling. It should not be fun. It should feel hard. And it's something you have to do for a set amount of time and you head down, go through it for the shortest amount of time possible and you save as much as possible and you invest as much as possible into your retirement so that one day you don't have to do it anymore. And the more and more I'm diving into my own finances, diving into my own professional journey, diving into what work and what my professional life and what income looks like and should mean for me, I'm having to change my mindset around work being this, again, grueling, negative piece of my life, because it is such a huge piece of my life. And I will say, ever since I quit my full-time job, which was very stressful, and I will say the stress and the work in terms of the amount of things I'm doing to build my business has not changed, but I wake up every Monday excited to start the week. I actually usually get to Wednesday and I'm like, there's not enough time in my week. I need more days of the week. I can't remember feeling that when I was in some of my previous roles and some of my previous jobs. I was literally working for the weekend. I was literally working towards that next vacation. I couldn't tell you a time time when I didn't wake up with some kind of fear and dread going into the office for various reasons. And even though my pay, I felt like didn't have the upwards trajectory I thought it would in relation to the stress and the fear and the negative environment, the more money I made, the higher up I climbed on that corporate ladder, the worse it got. The worse that I felt going into the work week, and the more I counted down days to retirement. So again, for me personally, I was able, thanks to my now husband, I was able to quit my job and really start looking at what a business would look like for me. And I had that freedom and flexibility to do so. So I never really took a sabbatical in the way that I'm describing sabbaticals and taking time off in a longer term sense. But I was able to pare down the amount of work I did. And that obviously was reflective in I pared down my income. And I've mentioned this many times, but I've also gained flexibility in my schedule, which was helpful with, you know, one and now two young kids. And I'm happy. I'm happy 7 days a week. I'm happy going into my home office every day. I'm excited to get to work. There literally aren't enough hours in the day to do everything I want to do. And it's like the problems have shifted to what I consider to be productive and healthy problems rather than the ones I had in corporate America or in a W-2 position in certain times of my life and in certain companies and roles that I was in. So going back to this sabbatical, I think there are multiple things we need to redesign in our lives and reimagine that retiring early fully is not the only option, is not our only option in life. There are other options, one, which I'm going to focus on today, which is sabbaticals. But two, another one that I'll probably do a whole nother episode on specifically is becoming work optional, what that looks like financially, how to figure out when you are work optional and what that could look like and what that means. So I love the term work optional and I've been seeing it a lot more in the financial world. But to me, work optional means one, you have hopefully found work you enjoy. And two, maybe you just focus in on the work you enjoy. You're not working full time anymore, but you have enough in your kind of invested assets where you can now draw from that money, maybe not fully to support your lifestyle, but you can draw small pieces of that to make up your income for the year and become, you know, work optional and really focus in at a younger age on maybe working part-time on something you love and then you're able to travel more, or just focusing on the thing you love and maybe it still is full-time, but it brings you so much joy, it fills your cup so much that it stops feeling like work. And we stop using this four-letter word around what you do on your Monday to Friday. Maybe even you going back to the part-time work, maybe you can work Tuesday through Thursday. You have long weekends. Again, that opens you up to being able to travel and enjoy your life. And I think that to me is, I don't want to define what your rich life, what your happy life looks like, but my goal is that you guys are open to identifying what that looks like for you and you can achieve that in whatever way or form that comes to be for you. So going back to the sabbatical, again, I want to focus around those of you looking to take a 3, 6, or year-long sabbatical. And I'm going to present to you guys two options here or two scenarios. So the first scenario is you have a partner who can support you guys while you're doing this. The first thing I want to say is I want you and your partner to be on the same page and supportive of each other. I do not want you guys to assume a sabbatical is a time for you to leave the workforce and then find a reason to never go back in and be lazy. Like, this cannot be a laziness activity. It needs to come from and root from your inability to have time to reflect on what you want to do with your professional life, your inability to maybe focus on a side hustle or focus on a new business you want to start, your inability to just reflect internally on what it is you want to do with your life or you want to do professionally that's going to fulfill you. I want you to take this sabbatical to really use this opportunity to look internally to see what's going to make you happy in a work situation going forward. So if you were to take a 3-month sabbatical, I want you to have ideally at least 6 months worth of your expenses saved up in a liquid account. So hopefully it's in either a money market account or a high yielding savings account where you can pull that money if needed. But again, if you were to take a 3-month sabbatical, I want you to have double that available in liquidity. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, because it is very, very difficult to predict whether those 3 months off are going to end up only being your 3 months off. So it gives you a little bit of flexibility if you cannot either find something or you don't have income being generated after those 3 months, so 3 months and a day. And let's say you are starting a business, maybe you need some money to start that business, depending on what it looks like. You have a little bit of money to pull from if needed. If you have a spouse who's helping with the bills or a partner who's helping with the bills, I still want you to have 6 months worth of an emergency fund or the ability to cover 6 months worth of your expenses to also give them peace of mind that they're not needing to support you fully. And it gives you guys as a team some extra cushion. So again, 3 months, 6 months worth of expenses covered in a liquid savings account. 6 months. So let's say you really want to take a 6-month sabbatical. You want to take the first 1 month to just reflect and do nothing. You want to take month two to really see if you can either expand your side hustle or start a business. Month three, hopefully, will add to that growth. So on and so forth. Like, let's say you need 6 months to really understand what you want to do, do some research in terms of how to get started, how to get into it, and then get it off the ground. If you want to take a 6-month sabbatical, I want you to have at least 9 months of expenses saved up, again, in a liquid account that you can pull from readily. Again, 6 months, I want you to have 9 months minimum of expenses covered for you. Again, if you're single or if you have a partner, I want you to have that amount of money. The reason I think you need less is because you're taking more time in the sabbatical. And from my experience, when you're taking a sabbatical, unless your sabbatical is just to travel and to not focus on work-related transitions, in most cases, by 6 months, you will have some kind of income generated, or you will have gotten a new job, or you would have figured out what you want to do and hopefully have some prospects out there or have some income coming in before the end of that 6 months. So that's why I don't want you guys to kill yourself to build up more than a 9-month, but I need you to at least have a 9-month to support yourself moving forward as you take that 6 month and plan for that 6 month sabbatical. For a year sabbatical, you need to have 18 months worth of expenses saved up. So again, 18 months is a year and a half. I think that that is a great goal for you. Again, if you're taking a sabbatical to look at a professional transition and to really try and uproot your professional life, not if you're just taking that time off to travel the world. If you're taking that time off to travel the world, it's a different conversation. I would recommend you to have more money saved. I mean, you're going to have more money saved for multiple reasons. One, because you're going to be spending money traveling and you're going to have to potentially pay for expenses. Whereas in my scenario, this sabbatical is, you're not changing your expenses, you're just removing the income piece of it. So again, if you're taking a year sabbatical to look at a professional transition, I would recommend 18 months of expenses in some kind of liquid savings account in an emergency fund so that you can use that and pull from it. If you have a spouse, if you have a partner who you can financially depend on, again, I think that's more cushion than you need, but it's still a good rule of thumb. And again, it gives them, your partner, less of the stress of having to support you guys while you're going through this transition. So I think either way, it's a good rule of thumb, whether you're going at this alone, you're solo, or you're living with somebody, you have a partner, you have a spouse. The last piece of this is, if you are going to take a sabbatical, as much as I want you guys saving and investing monthly as much as humanly possible so that you can retire early, you can become work optional as soon as possible, you have that nest invested, growing and growing and growing. And again, time is your friend when it comes to compounding. I am okay with during your sabbatical not putting aside extra money for saving and investing. I say that because one, I think it's an uphill battle for most of you to be able to take a sabbatical and also continue saving for your future during that sabbatical. So I think especially if it's a short sabbatical up to a year, you don't really need to be saving and investing as much as you normally would if you had income or a steady income or, you know, the income that you're planning on having once you're out of your sabbatical. I think in many ways, this makes sense and it's justified because one, think about it. If you're going through a professional transition, it's probably because you're unhappy with where you're at. And if you're moving into a phase of your life and a profession in your life that's fulfilling, that fills your cup, that makes you happy, that literally gets you up in the morning, I don't think you're going to need to quit the job, quit the career, stop what you're doing as early or as soon as you would if you were doing something you hated. So taking a year and not contributing to retirement, to investments, to savings is going to be okay. I think you will be working for longer the more you enjoy the work you do. So to me, it's such a small sacrifice to find something that you love doing for a third of your life. Is a small sacrifice. And if it gets you to a sabbatical quicker, I think the sooner, the better to live a rich and fulfilling life. So I did want to point that out. That's why I only want you guys saving up enough for expenses monthly, not necessarily expenses plus excess to be able to continue to invest and save. I don't want you guys focused on that. I want to go ahead and end here. I think this is such a controversial topic. And I think for millennials, it's very hard for us, again, to kind of redirect our mindset in the way that it's healthy and okay to take breaks in your work life for not just for kids, okay? Not just to take care of kids, take care of parents, take care of family members, but for yourself and to figure out what you want to do professionally, what you want your life to look like career-wise going into the future. I think you owe it to yourself to take this time to really stop and analyze what makes you happy and what is going to be a fulfilling career for you in the future. Some people find that naturally, some don't. And I think if you're stuck, if you're in that situation, now is the time to assess if you have your finances in order to be able to do this. And if you do, I encourage it. And I want to hear from you guys. If you've done it, I want to hear your success stories. I want to hear your fail stories because that'll also help me direct clients, direct the general public in these ways and help encourage and take those calculated risks when you're up against a decision like this. All right, guys, I'm going to end it here. And as always, remember, respect yourself by respecting your money. We'll talk soon.